Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Republican candidates gather in Milwaukee. Joe Biden resumes his vacation. Good for him. He needs a break. COVID restrictions return. Yes, that's right. I said it's 2023. COVID restrictions return. And a new survey reveals the road rage capital of America. That's all coming up. Then I will be here with the message of the day. But first, the first Republican primary debate taking place in Milwaukee tonight. The top candidates, except the top candidate, will share a stage for the first time. We got eight of them. Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy. I always pronounced it Vivek. It is Vivek. Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, Doug Burgum, Chris Christie, and Asa Hutchinson. Now, Larry Elder claims that he reached all the thresholds, including 40,000 donors and at least 1% in three polls. But the Republican Party, even after this man has spent his whole life espousing conservative principles and fighting the good fight, claims that one of those polls is a Donald Trump affiliated poll and doesn't count. They're keeping him out of the debate. He's suing them. Joe Biden is resuming his vacation in Lake Tahoe after a quick stop in Maui. The president tore damage from the deadly wildfires. We're going to talk about this in the final segment of today's O'Reilly Update. Video shows Biden falling asleep while meeting with victims and family members. To date, Biden has spent 376 days on vacation since his inauguration. That's nearly 40% of his presidency. And remember the first thing he said about this disaster. He was asked if he had anything to say to the victims of the wildfire, and he said, no comment. A few colleges and companies are bringing back COVID restrictions, a new variant causing cases to rise. Some Hollywood studios are requiring masking for employees. A college in Atlanta mandating face covers for the new semester, but only for 14 days, don't you know? 14 days to stop the spread. Amazing. While nearly all universities and colleges across the country have dropped the strictest guidelines, a few holdouts remain. Newsweek has ranked the worst cities in America for road rage. Top of the list, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York City, and Houston. The most dangerous place for drivers, Washington, D.C. If you're looking to avoid a fight on your daily commute, then you need to go to Louisville, Kentucky. What percentage of Americans do you believe are illiterate? That's the message of the day, related to the debate coming up tonight. Next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. In light of the debate tonight, do you know how many people in America can't read? Let's go back in time. America during the Revolution era, mid-1700s, were some of the most literate people in history. Between 89 and 95% of men were literate. Literacy rates for women were at 62%. For comparison's sake, the male literacy rate in England at that time was lower than 40% for men in England. Our revolutionary era, we had one of the most literate societies in the world. Now where are we? Today, the literacy rate for adults is 79%. You think, oh, that's still pretty high. Yeah, well, literate is a low bar. Only 54% of adults have a sixth grade reading level. That's 130 million Americans can't read at a sixth grade level. Most newspapers are written at a 10th or 11th grade level. So most of a vast majority of Americans cannot read the newspaper. I think this could be the biggest problem that most people aren't aware of, that most Americans can't read. When in colonial times, everyone could read. So what is one of the problems with this? Well, as it relates to the debate, back in the day, when our country was founded and grew to become the greatest country in the world, deep political discussions were made with the written word, in newspapers in particular, in pamphlets. But now, no one can read. So now, political discussions, as we'll see tonight, are had on the TV with quick sound bites and zippy one-liners and sick burns. Campaigning went from who do I agree with to who do I like? And the TV is all about entertainment. That's why the Tucker Carlson Donald Trump interview is going to be so much more informative, because it won't be purely about entertainment. It'll be about information. The goal of the TV debate format is to amuse, not to inform. Now, that being said, you know, TV is all about entertainment. I don't expect many entertaining moments out of tonight's debate either. I don't know, maybe Doug Burgum will really surprise me. But just to show how far we've digressed, the Iliad was written as a poem to recite. The Iliad takes 15 hours to recite out loud. 15 hours. Before it was printed down, it was recited everywhere. People remembered the 15-hour-long poem. That is what humans are capable of. We used to have statesmen who spoke with beautiful oration. Then we had statesmen who wrote beautiful prose. Now we have politicians who perform. And I think people are sick of the performance. I think people crave more than anything is truth, but also authenticity. And we'll see how much of that we get tonight. Now, I'll watch. And I'm sure we'll talk about the highlights tomorrow. And I bet there'll be great moments out of the Donald Trump interview with Tucker Carlson. And we'll analyze all that as well. We'll play the game. But also, we don't need to get too wrapped up in it. Because no matter what happens tonight, the big story on Thursday is going to be Trump going to Georgia to get booked. So, as always, no matter what happens, Trump will be commanding all the attention. Coming up, we'll talk about Joe Biden's trip to Maui. Ooh, it's coming up next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. 850 people are still missing in Maui because of the wildfire. 850, how can that be? Before we get to that, Biden went out to Maui, and I don't know how it could have been a worse visit. He went in front of a big group of people, and he did the whole I feel your pain routine. So he said, not to compare tragedies, but should have stopped there. And then he goes on to tell a story about how one time at his lake house, there was a small kitchen fire, and he almost lost his Corvette. Wow, he really knows what it's like to lose your entire livelihood. But it's very on brand. Biden does not have a thing that we humans call compassion. Passion means to suffer. Come means with. So to compassion means to suffer alongside someone. Biden has never been good at this. There was a Gold Star mom who recently told her story. Her son died in the Afghanistan withdrawal. And she met Joe Biden in the Oval Office for an event for Gold Star families. She said Joe Biden came up to her and said, I can understand if you're angry. She started to weep and said, it should never have happened this way. And she says he stood there stoically, nothing out of his mouth except, well, would you like to get a photo with me? She said, I'll only take a photo with you if you're standing next to my son's tombstone at Arlington National Cemetery. And she says Biden answered, I can't do that because the Secret Service won't let me. I feel like a president could do that if he wanted to. Back to Maui for Joe. It also looks like he fell asleep while at another event. Here's the deal with Maui. 850 people are labeled still missing. It's been 2 weeks and we're still saying they're missing. Why are they not saying the obvious? Why are they delaying this? And when someone asked the mayor of Maui to his face how many children are missing, he refused to answer. Why? What are they waiting for? I mean that genuinely. What are they waiting for? It's getting to the point where you have to start asking, what are they trying to hide? An illegal immigrant family gets separated at the border and it's all over every magazine, cover, and newspaper in the country. But we don't know how many children died in a wildfire in our country, and the government and the media is not telling us the truth. What's going on there? Why are they waiting? Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. More after this.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Thank you for listening today. We will be back tomorrow with post-debate coverage.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.